He caught the ears of listeners with his super successful radio program, Double or Quits as a Young Man. He is an academic ace who went to law school before going on to star in several artistic films under legendary directors like Satyajit Ray and Hrishikesh Mukherjee, to name a few. More recently, Farooq Sheikh wowed the audience with his hit television series, Jeena Isi Ka Naam Hai, and his long-running play, Tumhari Amrita, co-starring old pal Shabana Azmi, which has taken him on worldwide tours, which last a year. An actor by excellence and a gentleman to the core, Farooq Sheikh is someone I consider a good friend, and he shared his memories of how he got to be in a Hrishikesh Mukherjee film.
A producer called Mr. Jayendra Pandya. Jayendra Pandya was in the process of making a film called Rang Birangi. He had a pretty bad experience with a film called Naukari or something like that. It was also directed by Rishi Ra, and he was sort of trying to get back into the current of things, or rather the flow of things, by starting this film called Rang Birangi, which had Amol Palekar Saab and the late Parveen Babi. And I was requested to do a guest appearance in the film by Rishida, because he wanted to help out Mr. Pandya. Now, I am not given to the idea of making guest appearances in any film, but because it was Rishida and he told me the circumstances in which he was trying to help out Mr. Pandya, so I agreed to that. And Deepthi was the other person who was approached in a similar manner, and I'm sure Deepthi immediately agreed as well. So we started working in Rang Birangi, and for whatever reason, then Rishida decided that the role that was offered to Deepthi and me were both to be increased. Their time and their focus was to be emphasized. So we worked more than what was originally planned, and the decent human being that Rishida was, and which Mr. the late Jayendra Pandya was, as soon as the work was over, we quietly came over and sort of gave me twice the amount that he had agreed with, because he said more than twice the amount of work has been done. Now, that's the kind of gentleman that Rishida was, and that's the kind of people he chose to work with.
Chalo utho. Aaj to lag raha tha phans gaye, pata?
Kyun?
Boss abhi bhi upar kaam kar rahe hain. Maine kaha sir main ruk jati hu, to bole ki
kya? Ha? Tumhe kya zarurat hai apni taraf se ye sab baatein karne ki? Nahi bhai. Ye jo bosses hote hain na, जो तुम जैसी खूबसूरत लड़कियों को सेक्रेटरी रखते हैं, इनके इरादे अच्छे नहीं होते।
क्या बात करते हो, बेचारे मेरी तरफ कभी आंख उठा के भी नहीं देखते।
आंख उठा कर भी नहीं देखते? बाप रे बाप, ये तो और भी डेंजरस है, बहुत ही खतरनाक।
खतरनाक? अरे अपने बॉस जैसा शरीफ आदमी तो मैंने आज तक नहीं देखा है।
मुझसे भी ज्यादा शरीफ?
तुम तो एक नंबर के लफंगे हो। मुझ जैसी शरीफ लड़की को दिल्ली से बंबई आने पर मजबूर कर दिया।
बंबई आने पर मजबूर किया था, बंबई में नौकरी करने पर तो मजबूर नहीं किया था।
अरे नौकरी क्यों नहीं करूंगी, पढ़ाई लिखाई किस लिए होती है?
तुम जैसी लड़कियां देश की दुश्मन नंबर वन है, पब्लिक एनिमी नंबर एक।
वो कैसे?
देखो तुम तो अच्छे खासे खाते पीते घराने की लड़की हो, पैसे लगते की तो कोई कमी नहीं, शौकिया तौर पर नौकरी करती हो, लेकिन जिस बेचारे को इस नौकरी की सख्त जरूरत थी उससे तो नौकरी छीन ली ना तुमने, इंडिया की बेरोजगारी में इजाफा किया तुमने।
ब्रिलियंट थ्योरी प्रोफेसर,
थैंक यू वेरी मच।
लगता है आप थीसिस भी इसी सब्जेक्ट पे लिख रहे हैं।
सोच रहा हूं, फिलहाल ये बताइए चलना कहां है?
He had seen, like so many other people had seen, one had seen Musafir, one had seen Anaari, one had seen Asli Nakli, Anupama, I mean, the whole gamut of his work. Because he was one of the more well-spoken of and respected filmmakers of our country. He was a very educated human being, a highly intelligent human being, being a postgraduate in physics. And whatever he tackled in terms of cinema or even outside cinema, always had the stamp of an educator, and he had the kind of values that his generation had, which the later generations have missed out on. Also, he began his career with one of our most respected and one of our most remembered filmmakers, that was Bimal Roy. So that school of thought and that kind of decency margins were always a part of Rishida's behavior on a person-to-person basis, and they reflected in the kind of values that his characters portrayed in films. So anything that was gross, anything that was very brazen, anything that was completely contrary to decent human values was never a part of any character portrayal in any of his films. Because that is the kind of person he was. The kind of value system he came from belonged to a different generation. And the schooling that he got in cinema from Mr. Bimal Roy was of a different character compared to anything that we see today. A lot of very wealthy men make very expensive films. In the age of Bimal Roy and others like him, very big human beings made memorable films. So that is a major change that has occurred in cinema in India as well. Now it is more the wallet that reflects on the screen than the conscience of the filmmaker. So it's a different world, and Rishida belonged to that other world. Not that all of his films are very good films. He made some pretty sorry and disappointing films as well. And he was the first person to admit that. But like, what was that thing he made with Vijay Arora? Such as Ye Bhi Ho Sakta Hai, something like that he made, which was a pretty awful film, a very disappointing film. Then he made one film which was like Jhoot Bole Kauwa Kaate. By Rishida's standards, that was a disappointing film. And there was a few others, because he made about 38, 39 films. He made a film called Phir Kab Milogi, or Phir Milogi, something like that, with Biswajit Saad and Mala Sinha Ji, with Dilip Saab doing a guest appearance and things like that. Those are pretty ordinary films. But he the number of films that he made, which are memorable and remarkable in the sense of being almost like landmarks of Hindi cinema, are so prominently remembered that Rishida will always be one of the front rankers in our Hindi cinema.
We've all heard stories about Rishida being economical and that joke about AK Hangal that circulates all the time. Farooq Sheikh also took a pot shot at that. And he talked about the fun everybody had on the sets, just like all the other actors who interviewed for this tribute. And the fact that it was Deepthi Naval who used to be the main target for all the fun and games.
Well, but you didn't have to, do any breast beating and popping of eyeballs and raising your voice levels, even if you wanted to be effective. But to make it absolutely accurate, Utpalda was one of Rishida's favorites. And another factor in Rishida's filmmaking was that he generally worked with the same people again and again, because he wanted a certain kind of camaraderie and a certain kind of good humor to prevail on his set all the time. So any sore thumb that stuck out would not be part of any other film. And he always wanted people to be like in good humor and people to be simple in their approach to filmmaking, be they technicians, be they actors, be they whoever. Like a very popular incident with the very respected and talented actor Mr. A.K. Hangal was that when he was called to work in Rishida's second or third or fourth film, on the first day he was given a kurta to wear, which he told the dressman that I'm not going to wear this, I wore this in the last two films. So the dressman, who was again of the same mold as Rishida, he said, don't say that loudly, you have been taken for this film because of the kurta fitting you. So that was the kind of humor and the kind of camaraderie and good feeling that Rishida's unit is generating. And Hangal Saab always recalls this incident and relates it with great good humor and fond memory. The factor that was always a part of Rishida's film set was that it was always like a picnic. Everybody was like looking forward to the next schedule because it used to be a whole lot of fun on the set. And we never felt like, now this is a job we have to do and this is a professional requirement that we have to fulfill, or there are going to be endless extensions to the schedule. Nothing of the sort. It was always packed up on time, most often earlier than prescribed time. And it was always a load of fun. Where two people like Rishida and Devan Varma Dhar get together, then there is obviously somebody going to be targeted. And since Deepthi was the prettiest target on the set, everybody used to focus on that. And even if Deepthi sort of slits my jugular, I'll venture to say that Deepthi deserved everything that she got from the three of us. Well, for whatever reason, Deepthi, just before the shot would be taken, just before, I mean, immediately after the clap has been done, or just as the clapperboard is going to be sounded, Deepthi would immediately call for her makeup boy and check her makeup. So that used to happen like several times. But because Rishida was also very fond of Deepthi, he wouldn't take offense. He might get a little irritated that why can't you do it in good enough time, and why do you always do it just before I call for the clap? So he made a standard thing about it, and he said, Deepthi beta, please make up your mind before you mind your makeup. So that became like a caption line for Deepthi whenever she appeared on the set. So like I said, Deepthi deserved everything that she got on Rishida's set. He didn't find any relief or any time or any diversion from playing all the jokes on Deepthi, so he never got down to me.
खुश हो मामा जी, बस एक ही दुख मुझे खाए जाता है, देवता जैसे पिता से झूठ बोल रही हूँ।
लीजिए बिस्किट। तो यही पता है कितना हुआ। अरे बाप रे, पिताजी आ गए।
अब क्या होगा?
तुम मामा जी को जल्दी कहीं छुपा दो, मैं पिताजी को लेकर आता हूँ, जल्दी करो।
बेटा मुझे किचन में कहीं
नहीं, नहीं मामा जी, पिताजी पहली बार यहाँ आ रहे हैं, अगर उन्हें कहा किचन दिखाओ, घर दिखाओ तो क्या होगा? आप जल्दी से यहाँ बाथरूम में छुप
जाइए। बाथरूम? चल चल चल, जल्दी करो।
क्या हो रहा है? ओह गॉड।
बहू।
अरे पिताजी, आपने आने का तार नहीं दिया।
जीतीरो बेटी, अरे आने का इरादा था थोड़े ही, बैठे बैठे एकाएक जी चाह के तुम लोगों को देख आऊं बस चले आया। बेटा बाथरूम जाना है।
हाँ वो सामने जाइए।
अच्छा वहां। अंदर कोई है क्या?
नहीं पिताजी।
तुमने फिर जोर से खींचकर दरवाजा बंद कर दिया होगा। कितनी बार कहा इसकी लकड़ी फूल गई, जोर से खींचकर मत बंद करो। कल मुझे याद दिलाना, सुतार को बुलाना पड़ेगा। पिताजी नीचे भी एक बाथरूम है, आप नीचे जाइए।
नीचे?
नीचे भी बाथरूम है? हाँ, बच गया। चलो चलो जल्दी।
इस घर की हर चीज अजीब है पिताजी, क्लच कभी अपने आप शुरू हो जाती है, कभी अपने आप बंद हो जाती है। अब याद दिलाना, कल प्लम्बर को बुलाना पड़ेगा।
ये तो भूतिया मकान है, मैं तो यहाँ रहूंगी नहीं पिताजी, मैं आपके साथ बंबई चली जाऊंगी।
हाँ, लेकिन फिलहाल तो पिताजी बंबई नहीं, बाथरूम जाना चाहते हैं, तुम बाथरूम ले जाओ।
जल्दी चलो, जल्दी चलो।
खोलिए। आपने फ्लश की जंजीर क्यों खींची?
बेटा राहुल ने मुझे बाथरूम में बंद कर दिया था, घबराहट में। समझ गया ना?
समझ गया। अब मैं किसी तरह रमोला को पिताजी के साथ बाहर भेजता हूँ, उसके बाद आप जाइएगा।
अच्छा,
अंदर हो जाइए।
अच्छा,
और दरवाजा अंदर से बंद कर लीजिए।
बंद कर।
That was yet another amazing scene in which the legendary Utpal Dutt participated. I think he was really an intrinsic part of Rishida's films and his life, and a lot of the cameos, a lot of the exaggerated caricatures that were in Rishida's films were often played by Utpal Dutt and Deven Varma. I asked Farooq Sheikh to share some memories of Utpal Dutt and his talent.
So Utpal Dutt was a highly cultivated, very educated person, a very talented actor. He had, of course, this very strong affiliation to the ideology of the left, and so with all his extraordinary erudition, the ideology of the left was a bit of a blind spot with Utpal Dutt. So Rishida, me, others who would sometimes be discussing that ideology with Utpal Dutt would always run into a dead end if we criticize any part of the leftist ideology or the luminaries of that ideology. Then Rishida would immediately drop the shutters and refuse to see any reason and refuse to agree with any kind of criticism on that count. But he was a very erudite, very educated man, seriously committed to theater with a purpose, cinema with a purpose. And Mrs. Utpal Dutt was another very interesting person in his life. She was like an immediate foil to the values that Utpal Dutt himself, espoused. She was a very interesting man to work with.
Our conversation then turned to the rest of Hrishikesh Mukherjee's films, and I asked Farooq Sheikh the question that I've asked so many other actors. Given the choice, which one of Rishida's roles would he have loved to have played? And I have to say that I wasn't surprised by the answer.
I wouldn't have been able to do anything, you know, closely resembling the justice that Mr. Dharmendra gave to the role. But there was a film that he made with Dharmendra in which Dharmendra sir plays an extraordinarily high principled character, Satyata. Now that is a film that I have found most engaging, at the same time very disturbing. Whenever I watch that film, I have to take a pause and sort of look away or things like that, because it is so close to tragic reality. And it's a very disturbing film for the simple reason that it is so close to the tragedy of this kind of a reality. So that is definitely one of my favorites. Apart from them, of course, Anand was an extraordinary film. Golmaal is a landmark comedy in Hindi cinema. So these are the films that one remembers more than some of the other ones. But then he made some extraordinary films in his career, which was, I think, about close to 40 years.
And his favorite song?
Well, one song that was exceedingly well written was a song from Namakaram, Main Shayar Badnaam. That was an exceedingly well written song. That was high level lyric writing. And another one that is very memorable is Kahin Dur Jab Jin Jhal Jaye from Anand. There was another one from Anupama called Aisi Bhi Baatein Hoti Hain. There was another one from Anupama again, which was Ya Dil Ki Suno Din Duniya Walo Ya Mujhko Abhi Chup Rehne Do. Beautifully written, beautifully given music to by Hemant Kumar Saab. And Kaifi Azmi Saab was excellent in that lyric.
This is Kavita Chhabbar. I'd like to thank Farooq Sheikh for taking the time to talk to me, and also for his immeasurable help in contacting some of the other celebrities who've been part of this tribute to Hrishikesh Mukherjee. I leave you now with a song that Farooq Sheikh mentioned as his favorite, Main Shayar Badnaam from Namak Haram.
चला